Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this roadmap episode of 30 Minutes to President's Club. My name is Armand Farouk, and I'm here with my co-host, Nick Sagelski. And today, we're not talking about how to open a cold call. We're talking about all the ways throughout the quarter. We're going to teach you how to cold call and teach you a million other things. In other words, it is what you can expect from 30 Minutes to President's Club in Q2. Nick, what are we going to cover today?
Well, if you're new around here, you might not know that every single quarter we do one of these roadmap episodes to give you a sense of what is to come in the upcoming quarter from 30 Minutes to President's Club. And on these episodes, we cover three things. First, we share the new products or new types of content that are coming from 30 Minutes to President's Club. Second, every single quarter, we add a new member to our 30 Minutes to President's Club club. These are elite sellers who honestly can outsell most folks out there and have some of the best stuff. And these are folks who are repeated guests on the show. These are folks who you might see running some of our tactic teardowns. And we've got a new one to announce this quarter. And then finally, we'll give you a sense of the next quarter's tactic teardown lineup so you can mark your calendars and come learn to sell with 30 MPC. So Armand, you want to start with the new products?
Let's kick it off. So many of you all know Nick and I are writing our first ever sales book. It is the book on cold calling, and it is almost done. We are in Q1 right now. Our goal is to have finished writing the book by the end of March. And then from there, we will actually be reaching out to a select number of audience members to edit the book. And then you can expect an official announcement at some point throughout Q2 and a launch probably right at the end of Q2. Early Q3 is when you can expect this thing to go live. It's coming out really freaking good. And so if you want to get a taste of what to expect, go to 30mpc.com/book, also in the show notes, and you can get a copy or a preview of the introduction for free. That's your book update.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We've been working hard on it. And one of the things that this brings me to my next product that we're releasing, Armand, is we realized we wrote a ton in the book about objection handling. There's a lot of content out there around how you should open a cold call and how you should pitch your product. And those things, for the most part, are static. They're almost the same on every single call. You might make a slight tweak to your opener or change a word or two here related to your research when you're giving a value or problem proposition. But objections are where things can get really, really hairy on a cold call because the prospect could literally throw anything at you. And we realized we needed to give a ton of examples in this book about objection handling. And it actually prompted you and me to sit down, Armand, and put together what you're calling a super toolkit. This is not just a 30 MPC toolkit. We decided to, you can get it in the show notes, put together a list of the 18 most common cold call objections and talk tracks for how to overcome those objections using Armand's, I guess it's not patented, but you're well known for it, your Mr. Miyagi method. And so, folks, if you want to get really good at objection handling, it's free. Go grab that thing. It's going to be in the show notes today, unless I'm mistaken, Armand, and I often am.
You're absolutely correct. And I have, in fact, trademarked Mr. Miyagi. I stole the trademark from the Karate Kid. So that's how much of a precedent it had over the movie itself. Number three, folks, a lot of times we get asked, hey, you guys do some good mind stuff in your How to Be a Machine episodes. Every once in a while, you post something on LinkedIn, but so much of your stuff is around actionable sales advice or 1, 2, 3 steps to do this. And oftentimes, Nick and I have a lot of lessons around the mindset it takes to get to President's Club or the mindset that it takes to be a business owner even or go full-time on your own thing. And so recently, I've personally been posting a lot of those things on Twitter. They're shorter, quicker mindset takes. If you want your 60 seconds of energy drinks in the morning, go follow me on Twitter. If it goes well, Nick is then going to start posting himself as well. And so you can start and support the movement by following me. You can just look up my name, Armand Farouk, on Twitter. There's only one person with my weird name out there, or you can also find that in the show notes too.
So the last piece is, if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you like this podcast and you might enjoy some of the big updates that we have coming to the show to make the podcast even better. The first is we have had some phenomenal guests on 30 MPC over the year, and we are ready to start shooting for the moon so that we land amongst the stars. Not that we haven't already had stars on the show, but we've been aiming to get some even heavier hitters on the show. We already booked the one and only Corporate Bro for a special episode on 30 MPC. But we're also going after really well-known folks like the Chris Vosses of the world to continue to elevate 30 MPC and bring on the best possible guests that we can. So keep an eye out for some heavier hitters on the show. And then, Armand, you and I have big aspirations to be on the big screen. I mean, I live in LA. You're in New York. We're surrounded by all of these actors and this talent. And we were talking the other day and you were like, Nick, I'm ready for the big screen. And I said, let's do it. We're going to be putting this podcast on YouTube. So if you want to see Armand's cringe face every time I say something, you'll be able to see that. If you want to see my big smile when I'm talking about objection handling and cold call openers, you can see that also. So if you want to watch 30 MPC, the podcast, you can catch it on our YouTube page.
Speaking of heavy hitters, there's one person who has consistently been a heavy hitter every single time they've been on the show. In fact, every time I ask the audience on our newsletter, who was your favorite guest of all time? This person is always in the top three. I'll give you a hint. His best sales tactic, or my favorite sales tactic that he has, is, I think this might make sense. The moment you figure out a problem from your prospect and they're leaning in, they're like, this guy gets it. You don't come in aggressive with your pitch. I think this might make sense. And you make it sound like you came up with your product as if it was invented just for that prospect. Sales is about the mites and the maybes. And I was like, man, this guy is smooth. And then he was the first episode on our leadership show. And he talked about how all these reps are practicing in the game. All these leaders are getting their reps to practice the first time they ask for power in the game. When instead what he does with his reps is he'll spend an hour role-playing 30 times how a rep can ask for power. So you go in and you're asking that prospect for the 31st time. And that is how you practice to get ready for the game, not practice in the game. It's the one and only KD, Kevin Dorsey, an all-time all-star on 30 Minutes to President's Club. Finally, probably the most requested member to be part of the club, is officially part of the club. And he is our second leadership addition to the club, in addition to Mark Cusklow. And you can expect him to be on many of our 30 MPC leadership things as well. And without further ado, Nick, I think that is a perfect segue to the final part of our roadmap episode, which is the tactic teardown lineup for Q2.
Folks, pull up your calendars. You're going to want to put these on the books because we have an awesome lineup for our tactic teardowns for this upcoming quarter. We're kicking things off in April with our sell webinar, which is going to be 10 cold email benchmarks that you should be thinking about and how to improve each of those things. So if you want to improve your open rate, your positive response rate, et cetera, you're going to want to watch this one. We're going to have Jason Bay, Tom Alimo, and one more special guest who is yet to be announced on that one in April.
That's right. And by the way, folks, Outreach is going to be providing real data behind what makes a good cold email, cold sequence, et cetera. So you're not going to want to miss that one. And then to follow that one up, our leadership webinar, also featuring real data, is how to structure a sales comp plan. If you've ever wanted to know how to structure an accelerator plan, how to structure quotas, should it be monthly, quarterly? How do we think about ramp? All these are burning questions and people screw up compensation all the time. So our good friends at Exactly are going to be providing us a ton of data around comp plans. And that will be with Mark Cusklow, a special guest from Exactly, and the one and only, yours truly, me, hosting the show.
Well, Mr. Yours Truly, the other day you played a prank on me. You bought one of these packs of gum that was one of those prank packs of gum where you pull out the pack and it shocks you. It jolted me. And apparently you've been taking the May sell webinar way too seriously because the theme for that one is how to move indecisive customers with the jolt effect. We have Matt Dixon, who is the author of The Challenger Sale and The Jolt Effect, who's going to be joining us. And Jen Allen, who actually used to be the head of evangelism for Challenger, and me running this panel about if you've got customers who are waxing and waning and sitting on the fence and you don't have a stick of gum to jolt them, you might want to join this one because we can help you get them to make a decision.
And then in May for our leadership webinar, the club member makes his first appearance on a 30 MPC webinar. KD teaches you to tear up 20 deals in 60 minutes. It's me, KD, and one pipeline. And that's with our friends at Pipedrive. So you will literally know every question that KD asks to tear apart a deal. You'll know how he does it quickly. And we will actually have him do it live with me in a real role play on this webinar. So that is our May Tactic Teardown.
And then in June, we're getting into the cold calling, folks. You have the dog days of June, the dog days of summer. And that's one of the best times to build some pipeline using the magic device that we call the phone. We are going to be doing 3 real cold calls turned down live. So if you want to see real cold calls and hear us coach on them and what you might want to do differently, we're going to be doing that. And the guests are, well, I'm hosting it, but we also have JC Pollard and Sarah Plowman, who you might have seen on TikTok making cold calls recently. And we are going to be running that webinar out of Gong so that we can actually see some of the nuances of what's going on in that real cold call that we're playing back.
And to round it all up, we have a favorite from our founder series. And so last time we did how Pave went from 0 to 10 million of ARR. And then we went through how to sell your first X number of customers, even if your product doesn't exist. And now we're taking a sales tech darling, a founder CEO who took his company from 0 customers all the way to public. It is the one and only Henry Schuck from ZoomInfo. Our final leadership webinar of Q2, how ZoomInfo got their first 100 customers. How did they sign the first one, their next 10, their next 100, and then ultimately, they're public today. How'd they get there too? And that one is, of course, with our good friends at ZoomInfo. That's all you got, folks. So there are a bunch of resources that we mentioned today. Specifically, if you want to sign up for early access to the book and preview the introduction, check that out in the show notes. If you want the super toolkit on 18 objections and talk tracks for every single one, check that out in the show notes. If you want to follow me on Twitter, check that out in the show notes. If you want to follow the big heavy hitters for the podcast, you're in the right place. Click subscribe on the feed that you're on right now so that you get the latest update for the biggest guests that are going to be coming onto the show. And then if you enjoyed any of KD's past episodes, then you should go tell him welcome to the club on LinkedIn. If you have not enjoyed any of KD's episodes yet, then that means there's no way you've listened to them before. And so you can get the episodes with KD also in the show notes. He has some really freaking good ones. Those are some of the best at 30 Minutes to President's Club. And then lastly, if you liked any of the tactic teardowns that you heard, you can go to 30mpc.com/teardown, and that will be in the show notes too. And you can sign up for all of those. Anything else before we wrap up here?
Yes, Armand, we've been slaving away in coffee shops every single weekend, writing, revising, reviewing, fighting back tears when I read your feedback about each of my sections, working on the book on cold calling. And folks, if you want to get early access in the show notes, there's a link to go do that. And when you get early access to the book, you'll actually get the introduction now so you can get a sense of what you're getting into. So go check that out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the show. Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes.
Here's my secret to being a sales superhuman. It's auto reminders for everything. If I expect any reply from a prospect, I press Command H, and Superhuman pops it right back into my inbox if I don't get a reply in 2 days. That means if you handle an objection, if you suggest times for a meeting, or if you ask for cuts back on red lines, always create a 2-day reminder task and assume they will not reply. So if you want to follow up on time every time, you can get a free month of Superhuman by checking it out in the show notes.